Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
June is coming, the month for brides and the summer solstice, and National Bathroom Reading Week, which might well be Gordon Javna's favorite week of the year. Javna's better known as Uncle John, editor of Uncle John's Bathroom Readers. They're chock full of trivia, like, well, for example, the fact that we have a week dedicated to bathroom reading. Who knew? Well, his latest is Uncle John's Certified Organic Bathroom Reader, in which Javna plumbs the depths of environmental issues. Javna says he heard all sorts of conflicting claims about our environment, and he wanted to, well, get to the bottom of things.
We found ourselves confused about as to what is fact and what is fiction, and so we started doing what we always do, and that is we started researching. And by the time we had found the answers to the questions that had set us on this mission, we found we had enough material to write a book.
This seems especially rich in puns. For example, you got a chapter here on converting human waste into energy, and it's called...
It's called The Power of Poo.
Uh-huh. Did you find that this content matter that you're dealing with here, the environmental issues, have more opportunity for potty humor than, say, other subjects that you've written about?
Short answer to your question is yes. Even on the front page, it says an entertaining look at the green movement. And as I said, we love anything that says movement. I can't use the word poo in most articles, so...
Now, you also have a section here, the human litter box, which is about composting toilets.
Yeah. Every American flushes about 20 gallons of water a day, fresh water. That adds up to hundreds of dollars worth of water a year. And one alternative is a composting toilet. Interestingly, the composting toilet was invented in the 1860s when there was a cholera epidemic in England, and a priest named Henry Moule invented what he called not a water closet, but a dry earth closet, which was basically a wooden box with a bucket underneath. And you pull a lever and it dispensed a layer of fine dirt or ashes. And composting toilets haven't changed much since then.
Well, you know, when you get into covering serious environmental stuff, you run into this problem of it gets pretty darn gloomy. But I think you've done a nice job of countering that with some kind of good examples of people who are trying to find solutions. And I found a great example of that on your section on new forms of renewable energy, this thing called the wind belt. Can you tell me about that one?
Yeah, the wind belt is an alternative to turbines. It was invented by a Californian named Sean Frain, a young man who was visiting Haiti in 2004 when he realized that a lot of people didn't have access to power. They were using kerosene lamps to light their homes. And so what he did was he took a piece of taffeta coated in mylar, and he strung it between two trees. And when a wind blows this little strap, the strap goes back and forth and it moves between the copper coils, and it creates an electric current that is strong enough to power a light or a radio.
Well, you know, one of my favorite bits, at the bottom of each page, you have some little trivia tidbit. For example, Chevron has an oil tanker named the Condoleezza Rice. And my personal favorite here on page 149, on a 1982 special episode of Different Strokes, acid rain turns Kimberly's hair green. I just love that for some reason.
How about the fact that at Harvard, Al Gore got a D in natural sciences?
You can't make up stuff like this. But where do you find all this stuff?
The Bathroom Readers Institute is a team of writers and researchers, and we're constantly collecting information, fun facts, interesting facts, things that make you go, such as... The 1908 Ford Model T got better gas mileage than the 2008 Ford Explorer.
How about that? But did you know that Britain's government buildings emit more greenhouse gases than the entire nation of Kenya?
Yes, I did know that. And did you know that there are more than 9,000 man-made objects floating in space?
I did. Thanks to your book.
Woo.
So are you like a champion at trivia nights at the pub or what?
Nobody lets me play. So sad. It's just as well, because if I lose, I'd be in deep,
Oh, don't say it. Now, another thing your research turned up here, help me out, on page 58. Do you mind reading this short letter? This was a letter to the editor, apparently to the Arkansas Democrat from 2007. And it has to do with the moving the start time for daylight savings.
Yes. And this goes back to, you can't make this stuff up. Here we go. As you know, daylight savings time started a month earlier this year. You'd think that members of Congress would have considered the warming effect that an extra hour of daylight would have on our climate. Or did they?
The power of Congress to make the sun shine an extra hour. Gordon Javna is better known as Uncle John, editor of Uncle John's Bathroom Reader Books, and he is flush with success from publication of his new book, Certified Organic Bathroom Reader, an entertaining look at the green movement. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, Jeff. It's great to be with you.
On the next Living on Earth, learning to turn hazardous materials into a career.
It's a job. It's a dirty job, but it's a job. It has a paycheck attached to it. It also has security attached to it. These jobs cannot be sent off to China.
Boot camp for green job hopefuls. Next time on Living on Earth.
Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Bobby Bascom, Eileen Belinsky, Bruce Kellerman, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, Ike Trishkandaraja, and Mitra Taj, with help from Sarah Calkins and Marilyn Gavone.
Our interns are Lindsay Breslau, Liz Gross, Phil DiMartino, and Christine Parrish. Special thanks today to Fabiola Alcereca, Rosie Amador, and Rosario Ubert. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Learish-Dean composed our themes. You can find us anytime at loe.org. I'm Jeff Young.
And I'm Steve Kerwood. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science, and Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners, the Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, and the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues, the Rockefeller Foundation and its campaign for American workers. More at rockfound.org. And Pax World Mutual Funds, socially and environmentally sustainable investing. Pax World for tomorrow. On the web at paxworld.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.